Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This investment will just not go to repatch the road. The 2.5 miles between Goodell Street and Kensington Avenue will be transformed to dramatically increase safety and accessibility. Bulb outs will make the road safer for pedestrians by reducing the distance crossing the street. Fully protected bike lanes will make Main Street safer for bicyclists. Parking will be maintained on both sides of the street to support neighborhood retail shops. And the design will feature decorative LED lighting and other high-end street fixtures. The United States Department of Transportation will require the city to develop specific designs in consultation with the public, especially project neighbors, in order to determine the exact location of specific design features. Looking at Niagara Street, looking at Ohio Street, we have found that for every federal transportation dollar spent on infrastructure projects like this, Buffalo will result in $4 in private sector investment. And we anticipate, at the very least, that will occur here as well. This project will bolster economic development and job creation from the Buffalo Niagara Medical Campus all the way to Canisius College. The bipartisan infrastructure law included $1.5 billion for the program that funded this grant, and Congress made an additional $775 million available this past winter. This historic investment in Buffalo's Main Street is exactly the type of project that was anticipated when the bipartisan infrastructure law was passed. Questions? Well, it's going to be very modern. You look at places like Ohio Street, Niagara Street, they're prototypical of what we're trying to create in new street redevelopment in Buffalo. This is 2.5 miles between Goodell and Kensington. It'll include protected bike lanes, new LED lighting, various streetscapes, which will make this more attractive for pedestrians, and also prime for investment, private sector investment in some of the buildings along this corridor. We find that looking at car sharing Main Street, Ohio Street, Niagara Street, whenever an investment is made in public infrastructure, for every dollar we get about $4 in private sector investment. We anticipate that we will get at least $4 in this project as well. So improve pedestrian access, improve and protected bicycle access, improve roadways, improve lighting, and improve streetscapes along this corridor as well. And that's what we want. We want more investment in residential, commercial mixed uses to attract a pedestrian activity that may not be here now. And we find that when you look at Ohio Street, when you look at Niagara Street, that is typically the result of those activities. So getting more pedestrian traffic encourages more private sector investment into this 2.5 mile corridor. Sorry, Tim. Passing the budget, I will go back down to Washington to pass that on Friday. It's a significant investment in climate change, also reducing drug prices and conversion to electric vehicles. Very, very important. And I will be voting in support of that after I have an opportunity to review the Senate bill over the next couple of days. We will vote on the bill probably late Friday afternoon of this week.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.